up, said the Arch-Chancellor. We'll have to dock your pay, of course.
I don't think I've ever been paid, sir, said Ponder.
The Dean nudged Ridcully and whispered in his ear. And we need to know how the boat works, Ridcully went on. What? Oh, it shouldn't be a problem, said the god, looking up from his bench. It'll find somewhere with a different biogeographical signature, you see. It's all automatic. No sense in coming back to where you started from. He waved a beetle leg in the air. There's a new continent going up turnwise of here. The boat'll probably head straight for a landmass that size.
New? Said Ridcully.
Oh, yes, I've never been interested in that sort of thing myself, but you can hear the construction noises all night. It's certainly causing a mess.
Stibbons, are you sure you want to stay? The Dean demanded.
Yes.
I'm sure Mr. Stibbons will uphold the fine traditions of the university, said Ridcully heartily.
Ponder, who knew all about the traditions of the university, nodded very slightly. His heart was pounding. He hadn't even felt like this when he'd first worked out how to program Hex. At last he'd found his proper place in the world. The future beckoned.
Dawn was breaking when the wizards ambled back down the mountain.
Not a bad god, I thought, said the senior wrangler, as gods go.
That was good coffee he made us, said the chair of indefinite studies.
And didn't he grow the bush fast, once we'd explained what coffee was, said the lecturer in recent runes. They strolled on. Mrs. Whitlow was walking some way ahead, humming to herself. The wizards took care to remain at a respectful distance. They were aware that in some kind of obscure way she'd won, although they hadn't a clue what the game was.
Funny of young Ponder to want to stay, said the senior wrangler, desperately trying to think of anything except a vision in pink.
The god seemed happy about it, said the lecturer in recent runes. He did say that designing sex was going to involve redesigning practically everything else.
I used to make snakes out of clay when I was a little boy, said the bursar happily.
Well done, bursar.
Doing the feat was the hard part,